بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dearest children, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is Tuesday, 5th May, and the corresponding Islamic date is 12th Ramadan 1441. In order for a person to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he needs to be conscious at all times as to what he is doing. This is a very important attribute we all need to build and adopt. Ramadan is an ideal time for this because a person always remains conscious about not breaking his fast. Like this, our mind should always be saying that I should not break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any time in my life. This quality of being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being careful not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as taqwa. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once asked Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu that what is taqwa? Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very knowledgeable and intelligent sahabi. So he replied that, O Umar, have you ever passed by a road, a pathway, which is thorny on both sides? So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, yes, indeed I have. Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu questioned that at this occasion, what was your reaction? What did you do? So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that when I am faced with such an occasion, I lift my garment. I walk very carefully through this thorny path, making sure my clothes or my body do not get pricked by these thorns. Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that this is what taqwa is. Meaning, a person in life is always faced with thorns which are taking us towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan at all times lays down various thorns, and these thorns are in the form of lying, backbiting, swearing, slandering, listening to music. So what we all need to be very conscious of is at all times we need to be careful not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon this very important part of our deen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. Inshallah, we'll continue with lesson of the day tomorrow. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.